ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Notagetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Today's daf is Temura daf Yud Ches. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf starts with explaining the braisa from daf Yizayin and Beis. There's a certain vlad that's not karev. Mordechai says, what's it going by? If it's going by chatos, the Mordechai says, daf Yizayin and Beis, we already have a lochem lush from the Sinai that says that it's mesa. Vlad chatos is mesa. The Marbai also wants to attempt to say that it is referring to a chatos, and the halacha was said that it's lemisa. And the pasuk comes to tell me that you can't be makar of it. Ask the Gemara that Haba Atalia came to lemisa as lememela loikarva. Once the Torah tells me that you're supposed to kill it, obviously it means you're not supposed to be makar of it. So the Chazon Ish in Bechoris, Simen Yerches, of Katan Yerzayin, says there that you see in our Gemara that we need either a halacha mishmi Sinai or a pasuk to tell me that the vlad is not karif. Min asvara, the vlad would be karif. Ask the Chazon Ish, why could you mark up the vlad? Harein enu miskaper, p'tovar abba ba'avira. Then, b'chol b'chato yisamisus. Chazon Ish asks that min asvara, it's poshut, that you can't be mark up the chato yisamisus as a chatos. Chatos needs to come for a chet. Bechatos kippur by Leah, it's not coming for a chet. Or chatos shemesu by Leah, it's not coming to be mechaper. In kapar lemesim. These far as already brought down in the Rishonim, the reason that these chatos are pasul. So ask the Chazon Ish and our sugya. Why do we need a pasuk or a lochem lishim Sinai to say that you can't be makir of the vlad? But it's never pashut. The vlad is the there's no din hakrav on a chatos and a vlad chatos. Says the Chazon Ish, you say it. It's an arsugya, and also similar in the sugya in Bechiris. Chazon Ish says that you see in arsugya, you say that even though a chatos needs comes for a chet, it's only in the hafrash of the chatos, it needs to be mufrash for a chet. That's why you bring the chatos for a chet. But once you are mafrash a chatos, even though now there becomes no more siba for to bring it, because the bailim died, or he got kapara, or it's a vlad, or it's mura, all of these things, even though there's no more din to bring the chatos for the chet, but still, you could bring it. Once it had hafrosh of l'shem chatos, it would from now on be huchshar for akrav. And that's why we need a pasuk or a halacha to come tell me that it's pasul. Without the pasuk or the halacha, I still think you could bring it as a chatos. It's a very choshek yisrael of the Chazon Ish that the ikar din of chatos was said about the hafrosh. And that's why we need the halacha. It could be that the halacha is based on the fact that it's no longer roi for its ikar inyan. It's possible. But without the halacha, it would still be shayach ha'akrav. The Gemara Lameisa does not want to say it's talking about chatos. So what is it here referring to? Why is it referring to an osham? Ask the Gemara that hanami hilchus agmiri lo. Kol shvachatos mitzav osham roya. And the krami boyle di avar umakriv koi ba'asei. Pasuk is needed to say that if you went and you were makriv it, and you're over an asay. So Rashi says it's both by chatos and by osham. It's coming to tell me that it's usher to bring the carbon. Shkobin the Shasem is asked, why lemaisi you over an asay when you bring an osham? The Gemara says in the Hamshech that osham shenitzak l'riyah v'shach toistam is kosher la'ayla. So it's a carbon kosher. What asay you're bringing over? You're bringing carbon that's kosher as an ayla. And they understood that the pshat in the Gemara is the pasulos, is the isser, is because you're being a carbon pasul. They asked the mice of the carbon is kosher. So the mitzvah to say they were talking about a case when the mice of the carbon will be pasul. How will the carbon be pasul? Rashita's Rashi is that the din nitzuk is a din da'araisa. With da'araisa, the asher needs nitzuk. So it says the Briskarov, if you were not yet menatik it from the shame asher, you didn't yet give it to the uraya. So now, Lamais, if you bring it stam, it's a puzzle. Because it's not considered a krav of asha. So that's what the pasuk is referring to. The Sfasemes gives a similar teretz, that we can be talking about even after nituk, but you shechted it l'shem asha. Hold in the Gemara later on is that stoma is oila. You don't need an akira, and you can shecht it stam, it's also kosher as an oila. When you shechted l'shem asha, then it's a puzzle. They both say that that's all good, Lashita's Rashi. The opinion of Taisis from Inutam is that Midaraisa, And the Meiser Asham is an Oila. The whole Nituk is a Dindur Rabban. If so, why do we need, when is it a Geya, this Din, that you're over and I say you bring the Asham, Aray is Kosher as an Oila? It's a big question. So the Shasemis has started to say that even the Fira Bin Mutam, when, if you bring it as an Asham, it will Taka be possible. Even though the Halacha is that it's an Oila, but it only means that the Hakrava is a Hakrava of Oila. But the carbon Yisoidai is a carbon Asham. See very soon as Machtavitz. That's what the Satanists want to say, that even if you're being a Dam, you bring it as an Asham, it will Taka be possible. What we find in the Shittim Mechubetes, in Hashmotz, in Oishei and Oishvav, you already asked this question. Why are you over an Asay? And the Shita goes in a different direction. Shita says that the Asay that you're over is Asay of Shinui Kodesh. More in the beginning of Zvachet. It's Asher Shecht Karbonah Shalei Lishma. So what do over here, and you Shecht a Karbon, this Asham, you Shecht it as an Oila, so it's considered a Shinui Kodesh. Even though the Karbon is Kosher as an Oila, but because it was Hukdash, Tchilas Kekdeshoi was to be an Asham. So therefore, it's a Shinei Kodesh and you shecht it as an Oila. Before you're in the Shita, it brings the Machlokes Rishenim in this. Is it called a Shinei Kodesh or not? But the Sarab Shuta of the Shita was that it's called a Shinei Kodesh. It's a big Chiddush in Shinei Kodesh. So you see that from the Shita two things. Number one, when the Yisrael said in the Svasemis, that Avada the carbon is still Bikdushosa, it's still an Asham. If the carbon would have been had a metamorphosis and turned into an oila, then it's not shech any shina kodesh v'shechting it as an oila. That's its din. That's its everything. Elmai, the carbon is still be a soid, an asham. But even though it has a krav of oila, it holds the shita that it's shech shina kodesh. Shina kodesh doesn't go on what its din akrava is, but rather what its cheft of its kedusha is. Because the cheft of the kedusha is the kedusha of asham, so memeila it's shech shina kodesh. Martin afterwards brings a member of Avuna that Asham Shenitek L'Riyah V'Shochta Yistam is Kosher Lo'ila. As we mentioned, the opinion of Rashi is that Nitek is Deraisa. Nitek in Lo'i Nitek Lo'i. And that's where it goes, the drush of Hu Bava Yosel Yeh, that if you Shechta Yistam before you gave it to the Raya, then it's Pasol. Giving it to the Raya creates a Nitek. It's Menatek the Din Asham. Rashi in Menachos Davdalit says that now it's Kois Tomei Lo'ila. Until you give it to the Raya, it was Kois Tomei Lo'asham. Giving it to the Raya makes that it's Oimid to be an oila. And therefore, if you shecht it as an oila, it's kosher, or shecht it's tam, it's kosher. You know, there is a din riyah, but that's only l'chatchila. But the din riyah is not ma'akif. That's the shita of Rashi. Places here, in many places, that's on Rashi. It's connected to the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ayin Gimel. There in Pesachim, it's mavur, that the din of riyah is a din de rabbana. So how does Rashi say that? It's a rice and it's learned out of a pasuk. Big question on Rashi. The Ramban in Shavuos Daf Yud Beis says that Zumin Asugyas Hamischalafis, and it's Machlekes Asugyas. Most of the Sugyas in Shas held that they didn't need to Lurius Deraisa, but the Sugya in Pesachim holds that it's Rabbana. That's the Teretz for Rashi. But Teisul Maisa takes on from the Gemara there in Pesachim. If Oilam they didn't need to is Derabbana, and it says Rabbeinu Tam the Halacha was said the Kol Shabachatas Mesa. But Asham, Karev, Oila. That's the way that Halacha Mashmash Sinai was said. So what's a Drosha Bayatz? Drosha Bayatz is to say that because anyway, Soif, it's Oimi to be an Oila, so even the Chatchil it's an Oila. Without the Drosha, you would think that it needs Akira to Shechta L'Shem Oila. Kamash on the Pasuk that because anyway, it's heading to be an Oila. Tomav L'Oila Koi. So therefore, if you even if you shechted it now as an oil, it's already kosher as an oil. That's the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. So you see here that even if you're Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the shot that it turned into an oil. Right before the pasuk, it's only that its damim was an oil, but it itself needed akira. And the way that what we learn out of the pasuk is that because it's heading towards the direction of an oil, so already right now it's oimin lakach, and you could shecht it to be an oil. But it's very much mashma, like you said from the Svasemes, that about it, still the carbon is Bikdushasa is an Asha. Just there is, gave it a new path to be makrevit as an Oila. Because it's heading there, so already it's Oimit Stoma, to be that oila, and therefore shachtei stam is kosher as an oila. Mar goes on to say that Tfila Tanya learns out from Zohar and Akeva. So what do you do with the pasuk of Tiso Uvasa? Mar says it's going to answer that Afilu Mimir Ayu or Mimor Gayu, you need to bring them. What are these Mir Ayu and Mor Gayu? So Rashi says that the Mir Ayu, Rashi says that it's Be'ifer. It's wherever, it's far away. It's grazing somewhere. Show it to Matriya afterwards and go get it and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Mimorgayu, Rashi says that it's dosh the tua, it's working for you, and you need it still to do some more work. But it comes time for the regal, it's too bad, you have to go bring the carbon, and you can't wait anymore. So the Shita in Islam and Aleph, he brings Shem the reed, and as in Rashi, who cares? Why do we care that it's far away, or that you're using it to help you with your tisha? Alright, you have to bring it. There's a mitzvah to bring it. She just says, you'll be about to acher if you don't bring it. So, why do we care about your excuses about what you're doing with it? It'd be a question on Rashi. So, we could say for Rashi, is we see in these dinim about to acher that there's a difference between how simple it is to be mekayim. Mar says in Rosh Hashanah that there's also about the acher by tzedakah. There's only if kaim yanim kamei. If there are anim around, but the anim are not around, you have to look for the anim. There's no about the acher. Even though you said you're going to give tzedakah. We see that about the acher is totally in how convenient it is, how easy it is for you to mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, there's a drush in the sefri. We need a special ribui to bring that their karbanis that are brought from chutz laretz. And not all karbanis. As we'll see later on, that chutz laretz is far away. It's a very big tircha. So I mean, as far, I would think that you're potter. So Rashi, the same thing applies also to Mirayu and Morgayu. Because the behemoths are far away, or because they're working for you right now, so we think that there's no chiyah for you to go run after them, to bring them with you to the rega. That's the heart of Pshat and Rashi. And she told not the way, she told that this tircha is not such a... It's not like chutz laretz. Pema is here. So that's machayev you to go get the pema and to bring it. If we want, we could say that the machlekes Rashi and the Shita is in which time we're referring to. Rashi is talking about the regal rishain, and the Shita is referring to shalosh regal, to bal ta'acher. So maybe Rashi only said that you'd be potter in the regal rishain, but in bal ta'acher, Rashi would agree that you're chayev, and the Shita only asked on Rashi in bal ta'acher, but in the regal rishain, it agree that you're chayiv, that you're potter. It's possible to say. But it's not mashma that way. Then why is, what was the Shita's do question in Rashi? The Potsk is referring to the essay of Rega Rishay. The Shita calls about ta'acher to say there, but it's referring to the Rega Rishay. So you can explain the din of Rashi by Rega Rishay. So that's not the chiluk. Rather, what we said is machlek is here in Svara, about ta'acher, how much is about ta'acher or the Rega Rishay, how much I'm a chayiv to go run after your korbanis to bring them. Ikar din Rashi says by Morgayu, the Hamas were dosh the two, they're working for you. So Taisus is Madhar Rashi, Taisus says, there's an itzra void of the kachim. And even though we're referring to kachim kalim, shlomim, which has no me'ila, there's a lav of begizav and avoida by kachim, and lav de araisa. So how can you allow your carbon to be dosh your tua? It's also, you're ready for a lav. So wait, now go yisagra here. Says that Rashi already answered the question of Taisus. If you look at Rashi, more in Rashi, that Rashi says that maybe that you want to be makdish is dosh betfua. I know Rashi is referring to that you were not yet makdish it, just you're planning to be makdish it. So and therefore it's no problem of avoda because the ma'aseh there's no extra avoda on it as long as you're not makdish. No, very good shmak in Rashi. But the question is now fakert. If you're not yet makdish it, so why are you over any surim on it? It's a name of chulin. Why are you over any surim of the regarishan of bal ta'acher? And this behemoth. So the heart we have to say, the Rashi is referring to, that you already makabla upon yourself. You said, harei alai shlomim. And now it comes the regal. And you have a behemoth here, you do have behemoths. They're working for you, but you have behemoths. Tet mechayiv you to to bring this as a korban. Tchorim muchach in Rashi. The course in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah there. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is before that there's Baal Ta'acher by Omar v'loy Afrish. It's all about Baal Ta'acher by Afrish v'loy Akrit. There's Baal Ta'acher to be Mafrish and something that you already machayev yourself in. There's another Baal Ta'acher copy of that krav. So Milo Bayos referring to the first din, Omar v'loy Afrish. And that's why Rashi knows that you have to go bring the carb. However, it's not so pashut. Minchasinu chamitz a tofla minches brings the Pnei Yeshua and the Turei Evin. That the only time that we find the Isser by Omar v'Leyafresh is only by the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. But the Isser of Regal V'Aseh, sorry, of Regal Rishain, have you to bring your korbanos b'Regal Rishain, that you do not find by Omar v'Leyafresh. So the Stavler in Beit Simin Yud Gimel says this Yisrael. And he explains, the Achren Beforum also explained the Sherish Advarim, that it's Cholok B'Yisrael Dinoi, the din of Baal Ta'acher B'Gimel Regalim, and the din of that Sev Rega Rishon. The Sev Rega Rishon is, the gather is that when you're going up, and you have a carbon that's Mizuman, so you bring it with you. It's not the Etzim Zman of the carbon. Baal Ta'acher creates the Zman of the carbon. The Zman of the carbon is Gimel Regalim. Regal Rishon is not this man of the carbon. It's postulated to be Dini Regal, that when you're going up to the Regal and you have carbonus, so you should come to the Regal with your carbonus. That's Yisrael of the Din. So Nemela, they hold that that's only when you have carbon, when you have a carbon. Because now that you're going to the Regal, so bring your carbonus with you. If you don't yet have a carbon, it's not machayev you to make a carbon. Baal Ta'acher is different. Baal Ta'acher is magdur your gufa chiyuv. The chiv is to bring your carbon b'toich kibur regala. So meila also by Omar v'loy Afrish is also Baal Ta'acher. Masha'in gain by Rega Rishon is not that way. It's very gishmak as far as the Achrayna. But Rashi here is mukhar not this way. I said mukhar that even by Rega Rishon still is in of Omar v'loy Afrish. That's before me divrei Rashi. That's Rashi's shot in the sugya. Taisa is a different mahalach. Taisa says that the pshat is mimirayu. Taisa says that they are dalos basar. Sakatay tachamin a kevin shehim chushay koyach einon tarach la'aloisam hoil the einon betchilas hektish kegoin vlodas etumuris. Taisa says the natives were very shvach, very weak. Did not have so much meat. So because it's not chilas hektish, rather it's vlodas etumuris, I would think that you you don't have to bring them. So the Mevorah Teis is a secret of two things going on. Number one, it's shvach, doesn't have so much meat, and also that it's not tchilas hektish. Either one by itself you'd have to bring. But now that both of them come together, you don't have to bring it. So what's the secret of these two things? So the Chalek Nosan by us says half of the answer. Says the Chalek Nosan that by if you be makdish these things that are dalos basar, if sure you have to bring them because of Baal Ta'acher, mechayev you to bring your karbonos. But by vlodas and tumurei, says the Chalek Nosan, there is no Baal Ta'acher. There's never an inyan of Baal Ta'acher by vlodas and tumurei, because you're not tchilas hektish. So meila we can't mechayev you to bring them because of Baal Ta'acher. I can't divrei Chalek Nosan. He doesn't fear rights. What the svar of the Dakar's Basar is. What he means to say is the following. That by regular Vodas and Tumuras, there's never Mechayim inside Baal Ta'acher. So why do you have to bring it? Because Hektish gets something out of it. Get a nice fat carbon, Gishmak. And the Mizbeach. That's why you have to bring it. That's only when there's a Revach of Hektish. But when it's Dali's Basar, so there's no Revach of Hektish. So you would not have to bring it. When you're makdish on something like this, so even though Hektish doesn't have a tremendous revach, but you have to bring it, Baal Ta'acher. Now that there's Vladis and Tumuris where there's no Baal Ta'acher, and also there's no revach Hektish, so maybe you'll be butter. That's why you need a pasuk to say that you're chayv. That says, Be'er of Tesis, I'll be the Chagnosin. So, I'll go upon him if we're in the Chagnosin, and there's no Baal Ta'acher, but Vladis and Tumuris. Mentioned yesterday, the Emek Bracha has a suffix whether there's Baal Ta'acher by Vlodas. Because it's not Hektish Pech. That's, and he wants to take on that Lefi Taisus, there would not be Baal Ta'acher. Now, Lefi Duchag Nassin, that's before in our Taisus, that there is no Baal Ta'acher. However, Minei Ubeis, before in Taisis, more than that. Not only by Vlad, this is no Baal Ta'acher, but even by Tzmurais is no Baal Ta'acher. And by Tzmurais, your Makdash should be a Bebeh. You said Zut Achazu. And still Taisis also is no Baal Ta'acher. So it seems that rather the Chiddush Taisis is not a right in the Megbracha, and the Taisis has a Dor Baal Ta'acher. Taisis also Baal Ta'acher is only by the Tchilas HaKorban. Any other carbon which is only Shteling Tzu, which is not Igar carbon, rather it's coming Ayidei, through the first carbon, so in these secondary carbonis, it wasn't said Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher is only an Iker carbon, an Iker Hektish, an Iker Yisoid of the Mechayit. That's what it seems the opinion of Taisis is. The end of Taisis brings another Mahalach from the Reeb, Shana in the Gemara, it's coming to say that even Chutzarts you have to bring. So we're in the Sefri, and because Chutzarts is far away, you think there's no Chiv to Matriach Akdekach, to bring the Behemoths. Come on, Shalom, that you do. We're now going to the next Mishnah of Vlad Shlomim. Rabbi Elazar holds that it's not Karev. By Vlad, we agree to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, we agree to Rabbi Elazar that it's not Karev. So the Mara wants to know what's the time of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yechonam says, learned out of a Pasuk. Im Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi, Ein Veloi Vlad. That's me that you're not back of the Vlad. Mar says that if so, then by Toidu should say the same thing. The Vlad should be puzzled. And we have a Bryce that says that it's kosher. Elamai, the Gemara says it's a different reason. It's a Xerah, Shemi Gad Vladora Mador. So Rashi's bothered that the Fidim Askarim, we didn't enter Toidu. Why Elamai should be Makar of Toidu? He's before in the mission later on, and the Bryce that the Mara brings, you're Makar the Vlad of a Toidu. And he also added Shech, Shemi Gad Vladora Mador. And just Rashi know that Toidu is not Shchiach like Shlomim. As the Rashi learns the Gemara. Avada, this is Sosim in the Shakotari of the Gemara. The Gemara asks from Taida. The Gemara gives a new answer, and we're supposed to figure this out on our own. Taida is not a Shchiach as Shlomim. Come on, that's what we're in Rashi. But there's a big question in Pshat that the Gro and the Sfasem has asked. And the Gemara is coming to prove that by Taida, it's kosher, the Gemara brings a Braisa. Why being Braises? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Amud Beis, and Vlad Toida, and Vlad Toida is kosher. And we don't find anyone that argues on that. Big question in Pshat. Why did the Gemara not ask for the Mishnah? Say that the Gron is Sfasemis. From the Mishnah there's no Echreach. It's possible that Rebbe Elazar argues on the Mishnah. There's also Tanoim by Yosef that it's Karif. So you bring more Tanoim, say there, Rebbe Elazar argues on them too. There's no Echocha from there. Why can the Brises be here, Raya? Maybe the Brises also go Meshitas Chacham. So the Goyin says, the Gro, that the Brises also marbe Chalifais and Tmurats. And if we'll say that Rebbe Elazar argues on the Brisa, it comes out that he argues on Chalifais and Tmurats. Zu loy matzino. We only find that he argued on Vlad, but not on Chalifais and on Tmurats. So Asemes has a different mahalach. It says it's Asemes that Rabbi Yochanan learned out the pasul according to Rabbi Elazar from the word im, which darshan to be aim and not vlad. The brace is marbe that the vlad is kariv from the word im. It says even though we could say that the brace of bedin argues on Rabbi Elazar, but it's shver to say that they have machlekes that learned the same word and they learned dafka learn opposite things from the same word. Rabbi Elazar learns out from them im to be mind the vlad. And the Tanakam and the Chachamim are not from him to be Marbe the Vlad. That's not Mistafik. Al Koponim, Fid of Reim, the Gemara's question is only from the Brice and not from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, it's not Shver. The Meis of the Rambam, in Bergdal of Tumura, Locha Aleph, Paskins that Vlad, Toida is not Karif. And Paskins of Bishum and Levi that Vlad, Shlomim is not Karif. Who are then Vlad, Toida is not Karif? Kvigar asks, that is connected to Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Vlad Toida is Karif, and we don't find anyone that argues. It's Rabbi Kadegar's question on the Rambam. The Fidah Mahalach of the Goyin in the Sfasemes, the Rambam is Miyushav Lahafli. Sfasemes speaks this out. That the whole question in the Gemara was not from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah is never Shver. Because that Rabbi Elazar argues on, that we could always say. The Gemara's question was only from the Brice, and that we answered. That's why the Gemara now doesn't go back to explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was never Shver. The Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar, in the Chanami. So maybe who are din? You can't ask for that mission on the Rambam. They're not passing like Rabbi Shimon by us, Kfir Bishu ben Levi, that by Vlad Vlad there's a Gzeira. So Rabbi Shimon also argues on the mission later on. He said in this Mishnah, and you're supposed to figure out on your own that he also argues on the next Mishnah. That was all self-understood. The question of the Gemara was a very specific question from the Braisa, and we answered that. And so, but the Ikar Mishnah, we could say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon argued. That's the Mahach of the Ram, which is not like Rashi, which is Meduik, two ways in the Gemara, both in the question. The Gemara asks only from the Braisa, not from the Mishnah. And also in the Teretz, the Gemara did not go back to explain what's going on by Toida. Because if he then was Pashat, that the question of the Gemara was a specific question on the Braisa, and that's Meushav, once it's no longer a Pasuk, rather it's learned out, rather it's Dinder Abonon, Shem Yigadol Adorim Ador. Another point here, Nikar Gzeir of Shem Yigadol Adorim Adorim. So, Rashi says that the Chash is that you'll be over this Rav Gizav Avoida. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that the Chash is that you're going to eat them without a mum. It's the Chiv Karis. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says that the Chash is you'll be over Baal Ta'achir, which is the most simple. Even without doing any action which is usher, just by not bringing them around, you'll have Adorim Adorim. So you'll be over Baal Ta'achir. So the Pshut of Derech Agav, the Rambam is Mavur, that there is Baal Ta'achir by Vlodis. Because he says Baal Ta'achir by Vlad. But it's not Mukhrach, the Rambam could be referring to the original one, that you were Makdish. You were Makdish as Shlomim, you wait around for to have more and more children, so you'll be over Baal Ta'achir on the first Karban. Lavdafka means on Klapi the children themselves. But the Rashash asks why Rashi did not tell the Rambam here. The Rambam is much more poshut. You'll be over by doing nothing. You'll be over Baal Ta'achir. Says the Rashash that for an issue that happens v'sheva of Haisa, Chazal would not be so worried to be mevat of the dinakrava of the vlad. The vlad means the raisa is dinakrava. They didn't stop take away. It's not so poshut to take away dinakrava. If you Rashi there's a chash to be over an issue there raisa be adayim. So because of that, they took away the dinakrava from the vlad. But the Rambam, the whole chash is only a chash b'shev al tais of al ta'acher. That Rashi held that would not have been a sufficient enough reason to take away the din hakrova from the flat. What's the din lemaisa by this vlad shalom or vlad vlad? What do you do with it? So Rashi says that it goes lemisa. Rashi held that a common that if the din would be roya, then the sobi chash be gadol adorim adorim. Even though you can't be back of the carbon themselves, because you can use the domin to bring another carbon, so you leave it around to get more carbonates. So if Rashi holds a chazar misakin, then it goes lemisa. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Gershom it's mavur, and no, that it's luria. And the Lecha Mishnah has medag this in the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Tmura Lach Aleph. Rambam says lo yakrivin. He doesn't say they go lemisa. Sounds like we suffice with that. To not be mocker of them, and I know their din is for Riyah. Mishkarov here declares, what's the getter of this soul that Chazal made? Did they say, don't be mocker of it, don't bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, don't make Akrava? Or did they even passel it, did they have it from Akrava? Said that it became a carbon passel. Now, if Kavinas, if you were ever mocker of it, are you not mocker of the Emurim? Do you eat the Basar? Or do we say, no, the carbon is a carbon puzzle, and sorry, don't do anything. That's the Chakir of the Biskarov. So Rabbi Malin here, Simin Nunhei, he says he's said in the Sugya, he's really machich this from the Sugya later on, but we'll take out, negate us in the Gether, over here, of the Takana. Says Rabbi, that this Inya is not stomach knas, that they were sacking Nabi Makrovit. And if you say that Dovar is, that There's a, the din that of Vlodas Kachim are craven is a din noisaf. We've seen the daf from yesterday, the din of the perek. The Gemara needs a pasuk to tell me that the Vlad is kariv, that the Tmura is kariv. And that's why I would say that even though it's Kaddish, Vlad gets kariv. It could be Kedusha for Riyah or Kedusha for Misa. We need a pasuk to say that there's even Kedusha for Akrava. The Mela, this din that the Vlad is carving is a new din that you can make the Vlad of a carbon. It says, I believe that Chazal are misakin because of the chashash of adarim adarim. Chazal are misnaking that here we will not have the new din of that of Vlad kachim or kariv. They took away this din of that krov of lodz. That's the side of the takan. That's what he says. And then Venerable goes a step further. He says, Hoteinach lefi Rabbi Lazar. That they said that Vlad is never Kariv. But the fear of Shimon and Yeshua ben Levi. That a Vlad is Kariv. Just a Vlad is not Kariv. Machara, we can't say this. Because alright, the Vlad itself does get a Din HaKrava. So we see that they didn't take away the Din HaKrava of Vlad's Kachin. So Mamela also the Vlad of Vlad should be Kariv. Hooray, the Chazal didn't take away the din of Vlad's kachim. It itself is a Vlad. So maybe it should be Kariv. Says Rebbeim, no. That the din HaKrov of a Vlad HaVlad is not as a Vlad. Chayra, it works simply. That once the Vlad is Kariv, so now it itself is a Karbon. So now the Vlad HaVlad, why does that get a din HaKrov always? Because it's a Vlad of a Karbon. Its mother happens to be that you're not Makdish its mother. And there's this Kaddish Me'elov because it was a Vlad. But so not Gemina. Lamaisa, once the mother is Kaddish, see, it also makes Vlad's. That's Vipshute. But says Reb Leib, and no, the Yisoid in Akrav was only said in the name that you are Makdish. The original Karban. That you're Makdish of the Vlad of Vlad is not because it's a Vlad of a Karban. Rather because it's a grandchild of a Karban. It's the grandchild of the original Karban. Even Vlad of Vlad is marbet to be makrif, to be shaved to the original carbon and be makrif. It says always the kedusha comes from the original carbon. The dinah krov of the grandchild comes from the dinah from the original carbon. Meila says Rav Leib, that even though we hold that you could be makrif of Vlad of kachim, that means that Chazal didn't take away the dinah krov on Vlad's kachim. That's when it's only 1 degree removed from the original carbon. The child of the carbon itself. That they took away the din HaKrava. But the grandchild of the Karban, there they took away the din HaKrava because it's too far removed from the original Karban. If the din of the Vlad of Vlad is that it's Kaddish because of its mother, so then there's nothing to talk about. It's only 1 degree removed, not 2 degrees removed. If we say that the grandchild is Kariv because of the grandmother, so now we can say that the reason that Chazal took away his din is because it's 2 degrees removed. Therefore, it does not have a din akrav. That's the mahalach of Reb Leib. He says that with this, we understand the Gemara Named Beis. Gemara Named Beis says that Tony Reb Chiel is Siyuei Reb Yeshua Ben Leib. He brings a pasuk. Asks Reb Leib that what's going on here? This is Zindra Abonon. Shemi Gavil Adorim Adorim. Now Shafti Mikeres Toich Maisav. Why is there any psukim? Taisa asks the question. Taisa already asked this question, and Taisa says that it's an asmachta. Says Reb Leib, lefi mai mahalach, you don't say that it's an asmachta. What we're learning out of the pasuk is that there's an afkamina between Vlad and Vlad of Vlad. That the Vlad of Vlad is called the grandchild. There's a difference between the Vlad of Vlad and the Vlad itself. We see that the pasuk is mahalach between 1 generation, 2 generations. Midaraisa, even 2 generations can be kariv. But there's a chiluk in the generations. There's one and there's two. The grandchild is in Scottish mikrech, the grandmother. And not mikrech, it's mother. But Mela, with the gather of this dinner, you got a lot of adorim, was we took away the dinner krav of Vladi Vladis. Because they're 2 degrees removed. And if I had itself, we did not take away the dinner krav. It's a geshmak of mahalach of Replebe, in the whole Indian of the Xeri here, and also about the Indian of Vlad of Vlad. And now go later on in the base over here. Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Shu and Rav Papayas that they brought the mother in Pesach and the Vlad in Sukkis. Asked the Gemara, the Rav of Amar Kachim came and drove her regal echad. Koyim leyim ever leyim b'bal ta'acher. So me'atzeres b'y lemechle. How come we didn't bring this carbon on Shavuos? Why did we wait till Sukkis? That's the question of the Gemara. But the Gemara says it's a question on Rav, because Rav says, Koyim leyim ever b'bal ta'acher. So, the child here in the Gersoyas, and what exactly the question is. The Gersoyas of Aninu is that Koyim Yom Ever Bal Ta'acher. The Gersoyas of Rashi is that Koyim Yom Ever Bal Se. So the Cheshik Shleim already points out that in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah it says Koyim Yom Ever Bal Ta'acher. It does not say an essay. Kuponim, that's the child in the Gersai is here. And that's there's a big nafkamina Ladina in this. Stipler in Rosh Hashanah and Simin Zion says that it's mistaken that you should not be over the assay. He brings from the Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah that if a person was not oil of the regal, like a Rishon, he was not oil of the regal. The Shegig, even Mimezid, he was not oil of the regal. So he's mevatel the mitzvahs of the regal. But he's not mevatel the din of bring korbanos regal Rishon. Mashein came balta acher. Person didn't go up to the regal for all gemara galim. Shegig, Mimezid, Belainis. As long as he has a way of bringing his korban, he could send his korban with someone else. So he's over balta acher. Because these two dinim are cholok b'yisayid gidro. Balta acher is mechayiv you as man that by this time you have to bring your korbanos. So find a way. As long as it's possible for you to find a way to bring them, bring them. Mashein came the asay of regal Rishon is when you're going out to be able to regal, you bring your korbanos with you. That's the din. So Lamaisa, if you didn't go up for whatever reason, even Bemezid if you didn't go up. But Lamaisa, you didn't go up. Shinam Avatu the Asse. So says the Tzaifer, also the Rabbi the Din of Kol Yerim the Yoy. By Baal Ta'acher, it's Kudea's man in the Korban. So every day afterwards, you're over Baal Ta'acher again, because you're bringing the Korban another day later, another day later. Hashem Yim the Asse of Rego Rishon is Mechayiv you when you're Oilu L'Rego. Now that you missed your chance and you're over the Asse, so you're not going to be over this again until the next regal. The din is that when you're being over the regal, bring it. Now it's not a regal. Why are you being over the assay? So the Maisa, the Stapler holds that Menasfari should not be over an assay. And that's Memesagirsa Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That's going in Baal Ta'acher. And the Maisa that say you're not over Kol Yom Liyin. So the Shad in the Gemara by Yosef is a little bit schwer. Well, how do we know that there was already Baal Ta'acher on the Vlad? And it already Gimel Regolim on the Vlad. So it could be that the Iker Girsa Bayas should be that Rabbi says that you have to bring in Berego Rishon, you're over in Asse. You have to call you in the Yod. Just means that you have to bring it on the first regal because of the Asse. That was the question of the Gemara, Efshir. Feed of Reyam. But Akabonim, Rashi's Girsa was not the way. Rashi's Girsa is that call you in the Yod, you're over in Asse. So Rashi holds, not like the read of the Achronim. Hurts Lushitosa in Rashi, not like the Achronim. We mentioned earlier in this year, Amar Aleph. Rashi holds that you're over this assay also by Omar V'lay Afrish. Also over the assay. The Achronim are not this way. See how that says, when you're going up to the regal, bring your korbanos with you. It's Rashi, it seems that he holds that B'yisoy, the din of regal region is similar to that of Baal Ta'acher. It's mechayiv you to bring the korbanos, no matter what. And that's why even by Omar V'lay Afrish, you have to bring your korbanos. And also Kol Yom Liyin after the regal, you're over an assay. The Sfasemis was here as an interesting ha'ara that right, the Zman Ibor of a Behemagasa, a Para, is 9 months. It's a Metzias, it's also mentioned in Gemara Bechoris this way. It's 9 months. So basically, they were Makariv the mother on Pesach. So when did she become a Muberes? 9 months before. At least 9 months before Pesach. And with that Tzukis, she was already a Muberes. And we're talking about that you were makdish the korban, and then afterwards it became a muberes. It's din of vlados kachin. The korban bringing in the sugi of vlad shlomim. It means that first you're makdish and then it became a muberes. So im kain, why were you not makriv the mother at sukkis time? Why did the Gemara ask that? Why is the Gemara asking about the vlad? You makriv the vlad on shavuos. Why didn't we ask you makriv the mother on sukkis, this previous sukkis? So the Sfasemis wants to say a chiddush ladina. That in a behema and a korban muuber muberes, there's no din to baal ta'acher and regal rishon. You can take your time. There's the person wants to bring the vlad by itself. The revach of hektish that they should have two korban instead of one korban. It's not baal ta'acher. You're not delaying your chiyuv fakert. You're waiting to bring it in a better way. That's not baal ta'acher. That's the chiddush you wanted to say. But they doubted they're not bring the korban and the sukkahs beforehand because it was a muberes. But by Atzeres, the more the question, that's why you should bring it because of the assay. Oh, it's a nice chiddush of these Sfasemis. Oh, now start the next Mishnah. And you have some of the Mishnah of Kevel Oila. It's a very serious Mishnah here. We just got into the inyanim of this parak. before in the Sefer that Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar argue by Mafresh Nekeva the Oil of Yolda Zachar. Rabbi Elazar, it's Karif Lefid Abundance Pasuk. It's not in this bar anywhere in our Perek or really anywhere else in Shas about what the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar is. What's he say to the Machlekes? We do find a similar Gemara, a similar Machlekes, quoted in Krisus Daf Chavches in Ebraisa, that Mafresh Nekeva Lepitzchoy, the Yolda Zachar. Tanakhama says that it's Roya, and Rabbi Shimon says Vlad Atzmai Korev Pesach. Gemara says Machlekes says it's Balei Chayim Nidochim. Tanakhama holds that Balei Chayim are Nidochim, and Rabbi Shimon holds they're not Nidochim, which means Dichoy is Psul and Karbonis. Standing there in Karbon, they got a Psul, and then the Psul goes away. So now, really, the carbon should go back to being kosher. But he still kapasle it because of the din of Dichoy. Dichoy says that once something was nifsal at one time, then it's always considered a pasul. It's nifsal oila because of the din of Dichoy. It was once nidchay, it was once pushed away from being a carbon. So the machlik is whether this din of Dichoy applies only to Rabbanis once they're shechted, or even to Balei Chayim. Carbon is still alive, is there still a psul of Dichoy? So Mar says that's the machlik is here. Because the mother was pasul, she's a nekeva. It's not kosher to be a pesach. But now ke'ilu the mother herself became kosher. She didn't actually become kosher, but a chelik of her became kosher. Part of her was pasul. Dinah the vlad, that chelik of the mother was pasul. And now it's a sort of now it should go back to echsherei. Because the vlad itself as an independent entity is kosher. So here's the machlokes of Balei Chayim Nidochim and Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim. That's before in the sugya there. So Taisus in a few places, in Shas, Taisus later on in Tzmura and Daf Chavov and Medbeis, also in Zvachim and Daf Yudbeis and Medbeis and Kiddushin and Daf Zayin and Medbeis, Taisus takes on Kitzorah Pshuto. Also the machlokes of Balei Chayim Nidochim and Bayas is also talking Balei Chayim Nidochim and Einam Nidochim. Same machlokes. According to Chachamim, there's Dichoy in the mother and Memela in the Vlad. And now Memela, you can't be makar with the Vlad, even though it comes back to being kosher, because it's a Zachar. And Rabbi Elazar holds, I know, that Balei Chayim are even Nidochim. So that once it's Chodr Lech Shera, a day of the Vlad, you could be makar of it. That's Mavor and Taisus. However, the Lechem Mishnah asks the question of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tev Zov of Maisa Karbonos Paskins, Balei Chayim Eidem Nidochim. And yet the Rambam passes by us in Hilchos Tzmura, and the Vlad is Pasul. It helps all the Vlad is only Shech and Balei Chayim Nidochim. Says the Lechem Mishnah. The Rambam holds like Taisus in Yuma and Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. It says that the Psul of the Nekeva is a Dichoy Gomor. And here even the man Domer the Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim agrees that here there is Dichoy. So normally the Rambam passes Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim. Here the Rambam holds Balei Chayim Nidochim. That's the terrors of the Lechem Mishnah. The Shara Melech in Perek Dalet of Korban Pesach has a different terrors to the question of the Lechem Mishnah. Says the Shara Melech the following. Afilu Sfir Lehu, the Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim. Ka'amri de Yire. Chacham could hold that Balei Chayim are not Nidochim, and here the Vlad is Roya. Shem de Kevon, the Mikoyach Kedushas Imoi Ka'asi. The Imoi Einar Uy LePesach. Shadina Lei Basar Imoi LeGamri. Chashiv Avlad Gufei Kinekeva Tuber Yarech Imayu. Because the mice of the mother is not Karev, and the Kedush of the Vlad is Mikayach the mother, so Kavan the mother is Pasul, the Vlad is Memela Pasul. The Hainu, the whole Sigi of the Dichoy is when the carbon goes, we had a Psul, and then the Psul goes away. Here the Psul doesn't go away. The Psul is still there, the Psul is there in the mother. Just the Chelik of the mother got detached. And that chiluk, I know the vlad, got detached, and that chiluk does not have the psul. But the mother still has her psul. So it's not sheikh, it's even Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim, but here it could still be possible, because the mother is still in her psul. That's the teretz of the Lechem Mishnah. And the Rishkarov says another teretz in the Rambam. The Rishkarov in Sefer Zem Mefurish answering this Rambam, but Mitei Chadvarim, it's Zvar true on the Rambam, at this point in the Rambam. It's grabbed in the letter to Rav Chaim Meiser, back of the Sefer. He explains that there are two types of Kedusha that there are by Karbonis. Normally you're makdish the carbon, it's kadosh li kariv. Skrov calls it kedushas hakrava. But you can make it a carbon when the carbon is not royally kariv, but it still gets kedushas haguf. That kedusha is not a kedusha for akrava, because it's not limited for akrava bichla. Biskrov explains that sometimes the Gemara uses the lashon of kedushas domim to refer to this type of kedushas haguf. But in the cave of the Pesach, the Gemara calls it kedushas domim, even though it's chal in a kedushas haguf. Because the kedusha is not a kedusha for akrava. You cannot be makar of the karba. Therefore, it's called kedushas domim in the Gemara, but lemaitse that's kedushas haguf. But before we take the dvar, there are two types of kedushas haguf. There is the kedusha, which is, I mean, for akrava, the normal case. You make up a carbon puzzle, so then it's not kedushas hakrava. Neila says the Biskarov, the Biskarov is medag the lashon of the Rambam, by the din that when you have a carbon that's puzzle, to murasa kayoytzeba. The Rambam says this in Perek Gimel of Tmura Alacha Gimel. Kol she nifsol mitchila sekadesha, then also the Tmura is possible. The Rambam says that the only time that the Tmura is kayoytzeba to get the sold original carbon is when the original carbon is possible mishim tchila sekadesha. Then if it means mitchila sekadesha or not, the Tmura is like the original carbon. Says the Biskarov, the pshat is that a carbon that gets absolved later on, there's nothing lacking in its kedusha. It has kedusha sakrova. Just practically, you can't bring it. Technically, it's a puzzle. So the tamura that doesn't have those technical reasons, like being a raveva nirva or whatever, so you can be makar the tamura. But if the original carbon is not right, machmas tchila sekdeshai, so then there's something wrong in the kedusha of the carbon. It doesn't have kedusha sakrova. So maybe this psul applies equally to the tamura. That's the third of Biskrov and Dansak. So Biskrov says in the Sefer Mefurish, Lagabe, the Tmura, but they say over Mishen of Biskrov, and he said the same Sefer Lagabe the Vladis. That can, when a carbon is possible, can you be makar of the Vlad or not? So it's totally. If the carbon is lacking in its Kedusha, then you cannot be makar of the Vlad. That soul goes over to the Vlad. But if nothing is lacking in the kedusha of the carbon, then that soul does not go over to the vlad. Says the Biskarov, this even the man to Omar and Balei Chaim are not nidche. The need in the Balei Chaim nidochim is an soul in that karov of the carbon. When it's a technical problem of being makar of it, so then it goes away. So now it should go back to its original din, except for the soul of dichui. But here there's a much bigger problem. The carbon was niskadish with the wrong type of kedusha. It didn't get kedushas akrov. So memela. Even though that will go away, the Vlad doesn't have that problem, and the Tmur does not have that problem. But because the original carbon did not get Kedusha Sakrava, so maybe you cannot be makar of the Vlad. That's the aside of the Biskarov, and therefore it's not totally in the din of Balei Chaim Nidochim or Inam Nidochim. And all these Mahalchim that we say in the Rambam, it's shared from the Sugya and Krisus. The Sugya and Krisus is yet totally in Balei Chaim Nidochim. So that's a different Sugya, how to explain the Sugya and Krisus. We're not getting into that right now. Hakaponim la'alocha, we have three drachim in the achrayim and ends of the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah says that by nekev lo'ayla, everyone holds Balei Chaim nidochim, because it's a bigger psul. The Shara Melech says that here we don't need, it's not telling in Balei Chaim nidochim, because the mother stays in her original psul. And the Biskarov says that no, that here, we don't need to come out of Balei Chaim Nidochim, because there's a problem in the Kedusha of the original carbon. And then that goes over to the Vlad. There's a related point here. Before later on, the Vlaminim and Beis, that the Kol Kachim is Beach, for the same Mutar, the mother has a psula being a Nirva, Esnan, a Mechir, a Treifa even. Vlad is Kosher. The question is, why is it different than our Perek? Before the Vlad of Bali Mumin and the Vlad of Nekevas, the Oilor, the Asham, the Vlad is Pasul. The Vlad is Kosher. So if you Biskarov, the Kosher is not Shreya Bechlal. If you Biskarov, the whole Yisrael by us is only when there's a problem in the Kedusha. Over there, there's no problem in the Kedusha. It has Kedusha Sakrava. It's a problem in the actual Akrava of the carbon. You can't be makar of it because of its soul. But nothing is lacking in its kedusha. The Mela, you're able to be makar of the Vlad. That's the Vida Biskarov. if you go that the problem by us is even in cases when it's not mitzad akrova, the kedusha of the carbon. Rather, like Tesis holds that even when there's a problem in the actual akrova befoil, we still say that the vlad is puzzle. So what do we do with the sugyas later on? The Teretz is, I'll be the Yisrael of the Biskarov later on. It's Biskarov in stencils there in the Flamen of the days. Biskarov says that Reveyev and Irva are Yisuri Mizbech. That's the Yisrael of why they're apostle. Hashem in other Psulim, like Balmum, is Psul Karbon. It's the wrong type of Karbon. Reveyev and Irva is not the wrong type of Karbon, it's the right type of Karbon. You did some Maisa was done to it to make it that the Mizbech doesn't like it anymore. It's like my cholas asuras or zisurim mizbeach. Mizbeach doesn't want to eat such a thing. But the carbon should buy, nothing happened to the carbon. So maybe this soul is not shaykh to the vlad. It's a unique soul that was having the mother. The mother has this isser. Vlad does not have that isser. That's by Rabbi Avin Irva. But Mashenger, when the soul is a soul carbon, then this soul is also shaykh to the vlad. Even if that's saying that it's in the grade, the kedusha of the vlad, like we said before. But if the carbon is not the right type of carbon, so the vlad is a chelik of that type of carbon, so it also becomes pasul. It's not something unique to the behemoth, which is the action, but rather the wrong type of carbon. The dim carbon of the vlad comes from mikayach the mother. So mela, also the vlad is pasul for a carbon. That's the sort of this. With that, we can explain this chelik between Reveyev and Irva and the vlad of an akeva loyla. Now come to the Gemara. Gemara says, ask a question from Rachel Asefa. That in the Reisha to Mavur, by Vlad Tumuras Oilo, that it's Roya, we don't find the Chacham argue. And in the Seifa, the Chacham argue by Vlad Nekeval Oilo. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. So Amar Rabbi Bar Barachanam, Machlekes Shinuya, the Rebbe Lozari, in the Chanami, the Rabban argue on the Reisha. Also, they hold that Vlad Tumuras Oilo is Roya. And Rabbi says no, the Reisha is different. There, the Ime Nami Kriva. Hashem gave the Seifa, Ime Loi Krev. That's the Chiluk of Rav. There, the original carbon that you're makdish is Karev. The Oila is Karev. And here in the Seifa, it's not Karev. The original carbon is in the Kevan, it's not Karev. So the question is, who cares? It's true, Rav said a good Chiluk. But Lamaisa, we're talking about the Vlad of the Tumura. The mother of the Vlad of the Tumura, not of the Tumura itself, is not Karif. And the Vlad is Niskadish Mikayach, its mother. So if the mother is not Karif, the mother is the Psol Dichoy. And also the Vlad should have that Psol. What happened to the Vlad? So, the Briskarov was Mazur Lefidarka, that's brought down in the Sefer Tiras Royim, in Perak Tesav's Royim Mishnah Zayin, of Truma, sorry, Mishnah Zayin. Brings that because the whole Yisoid of the Din Bayos is totally in the Kedusha, like we said before, means it's the wrong type of Kedusha, Dinana Kedusha Sakrava. So Mela, the Yisoid of a Kedusha Sakrava, Vurin Rava, is telling what the Iker HaKedusha is. If the Iker Kedusha is Kedusha for Akrava, so Mela, everything that's a Skadesh, Mikoyach, the original carbon, also is Kedusha Sakrava. So you have an oila zohar in your makdish, so it gets kedusha sakrava. So the tumura also has kedusha sakrava. Even though you can't be makdish, be makar the tumura befoyal, but the kedusha that the tumura has is kedusha sakrava. The meila, the vlad also gets that kedusha sakrava. Even though you couldn't be makar of the tumura, we never dealt with dichoy of the actual dinakrava of the mother. The reason the vlad was puzzled by the chachamim was because it doesn't get the right kedusha from its mother. So here, when the mother has Kedusha Sakrava, because that's what it got from the original carbon. The original carbon is an Oila Zohar, and that got Kedusha Sakrava. And then also the Tumura, which happens to be in a Keva, also gets Kedusha Sakrava. Just practically, you can't be makrivit. The Mela of the Vlad is Karif. That's Mahalach Nifla, Fili Briskarov. Mahalach Nifla in the Sugya. But if we understand Lashita Zatesis, that's holding Bali Chayni Dochim. So it's Hadra Kushul Aduchdei. Harele Maisa, the Tumura was Dochui. So how can the Vlad be Karev Lofi the Chachom? That's a very big question. So we're going to have to say one of two things to answer this question. One thing we could say, based on what we said earlier from Rebbe Malin, Blaib said that the Vlad of Vlad, it's Kadosh, the Yisrael of the Kedusha is because of its grandmother, not because of its mother. So, L'chor Hu Adin, the Vlad of the Tzmura is Kadosh, not because it's a Vlad of the Tzmura, because it's the Vlad Tzmura of the original carbon. We're all connecting to the original carbon. The Tzmura is a Hekdesh Sheni. So the Vlad of the Tzmura is connecting because it's a Hekdesh Shlishi, but it's connected to the original carbon. So if so, maybe that could be work also Lagabe Bali Chayim Nidoch. That even though Lemaisa, the Tzmura, has a Psul Dichoy, because the Yisrael Kedusha of the Vlad Tzmura is not because of its mother, but rather because of the original carbon, so we don't care that the mother has a Psul Dichoy. The Vlad is Mishtayich to the original carbon, not to its mother. That would be a Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. It's not Pasha B'chla to say such a Chiddush. Because even though we said that the seed of the Kedusha is from the original carbon, but when we're dealing with the question of the Psul Dichoy, Lemaisa, it was the Chiddush of its mother. It was attached to its mother, and the mother had a Psul Dichoy. That Psul Dichoy is Chal in the Vlad also. And we could say that the fact that it had the Psul, but it's unrelated to the Vlad, because the Vlad, Yisiva Sakdusha, was not its mother, but rather the original oil. It's a Chiddush, definitely not the Pashtus. So if so, then what do we say in Shav Teisus? Lamaitza, there's a Psul Dichoy on the Tzmura. How can the Vlad be Karif? So it's even this question that Teisus B'Said also agrees to the Rambam, to what the Brisker Rav said in the Rambam. And the Nidin by us is an Nidin of Kedusha. That because the original carbon did not get the right Kedusha, so Mela also the Vlad, it affects the Kedusha of the Vlad. But a Psul Dichoy B'Alma would not apply to the Vlad. Just like Rav Yehuda Nir, but the Psul does not apply to the Vlad, or then Dichoy, the Psul would not apply to the Vlad. When there's something wrong in the Kedusha, then it does go over to the Vlad. Aye, so why is Tzitz Tolin in Dichoy or not? He said in the Rambam, we don't need to come out to Dichoy anymore. Just the Psul Mamela, because the mother doesn't have the right Kedusha, so maybe also the Vlad does not have the right Kedusha. Why Lefi Tzitz is Tolin in Dichoy? And this we can say, that the Tzitz is also that even though there's something wrong in the Kedusha, but that's only if you hold Balei Chayim Nidochim. If you hold Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim, so we don't see anything being wrong in Chefs and the Kedusha of the mother. Before we can be makrevit, but if the Dicho here is a Dicho in the Kedusha, not a Dicho in that Krava. But you still need to come out to Balei Chayim Nidochim. Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim, so it doesn't affect the Kedusha of the Karpa. It's just the psul here is as long as it's here, but nothing was affected, was changed in the kishkas of the carbon. The carbon is still 100% a kosher carbon. Only if we say there's a dichoy in the mother, so there's could be also a dichoy in the kedusha of the mother. So it's a kedusha dichoya. There's problematic kedusha in the mother. Maybe that goes over to the vlad. So in the taste of the aside could agree to the Rambam that the problem of the chachamim is a problem in the kedusha. So the Rambam holds that problem in the Kedusha exists even without Balei Chayim Nidochim. Just, it's a wrong Kedusha. It's not Kedusha Sakrava. Tell you that L'man Domer Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim, there's never going to be any wrong Kedusha in the mother. The Kedusha should always be intact. The problem is only practically in that Krava. Only L'man Domer Balei Chayim Nidochim, only then do we see a problem in the Kedusha of the mother. And after it could be a pshat and tesis, lefiza, tesis and the Rambam are not so different from each other in the sugya. That's why it's pashat, lefiza, pshat and the Rambam by us. That here Rava says the original carbon gets kedusha sakrava, so meila kol aboy macharav also get kedusha sakrava. That'd be very gishmak. So last point for today is to finish up what we spoke about yesterday. Sugya of Vlad Bali Mumin. So before in the Gemara there, that by Vlad Bal Mumin is Machlekes Shmuel and Bar Pado, if the Vlad is Kariv or not, according to Rebbe Lozer. But according to the Chachonim, the Vlad is definitely not Kariv. And the Chachonim are to me in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that the Vlad in the cave of the Oila is Pasol, like the Chachonim. And yet there he paskins that the Vlad of a Bal Mum is Kariv. There's no such man to Omar. So the answer to the Rambam is the Rambam held that the few Rava by us We'll get all to machshir over there. Lefi chacham. Rava says a svara that imei nami kreva. And we go with the original kedusha. So the megillah that works over there also. There they were talking about a korban which was originally a tam, and then it became a balamot. So the kedusha that it got was kedusha sakrava. You know, later on it got a mum, so that's made it puzzle akrava befoya. But it doesn't affect the kedusha. The kedusha is still kedusha sakrava. The meila, the vad could be kariv, keeping according to the chacham. It's a very good shemak as far. That's what the Torah's Rayim says there in Perktes of Trumas, Mishnah Zayin, that the sugya earlier, Nafyud Zayin, did not hold of Rava. But once we have this new svar of Rava, that Ibe Nami Kreva, that works also for the Balas Mum itself. You have, what we have by us in two behemas, we have there in the same behema itself. Hema was originally kosher and got kedusha sakrava, and then it became puzzle. But that still does not affect the kedusha, like the Rambam we quoted before. The Rambam says when the problem is mitchila sekdesha, there the problem is not mitchila sekdesha. That's very gishmak, Yishuv on the Rambam. The Rambam said it's so gishmak that it's shared in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara there not mention this far? So you mentioned that the Teres Reim says the Gemara there did not hold the svar of Rava by us. It's a little bit problematic because Rava himself is mentioned in the Gemara there, and he says that it's Kariv Alibad Rav Elazar. Harel, if you Rava himself, by us, it should be even Lafid HaChachom. That's a question. The Briskrav and Sarsem has asked on the Sugya earlier. Why did the Gemara not say that could be Kariv even Lafid HaChachom by, appear the svar of Rava by us? It's a very big question. It's possible to say that there it's worse because the behemoth itself became possible. Because the behemoth itself had a psul in it, so that's more megarei of the kedusha. Fat by balmum, with the getter of a balmum, Taisa says there it makes it like kedushas damim. So that's megarei of the kedusha even more. It's efshe p'tat in the sugya there. Why the gemara there? They not say the svara by us. Efshe. But Achabonim, that could be your territory of the Rambam. In Mishnah Rabbanan, in Kotchim, Sugyas, Simin Yud Gimel, Kotchim Yud Dalet, he says there, also goes with this Mahalak answer of the Rambam, he explains why the Sugya earlier did not hold of it. He says the Sugya earlier held that you need Shem Oilal Imoy, even the fear of Elazar. So in Mela, by here it's not called Shem Oilal Imoy. That's why the Vlad is going to be right. But the Rambam passes on the halacha that you don't need shame oilal imay. The Rambam in the sugya of Chafim and Beis, holds the halacha you don't need shame oilal imay. Maybe the Rambam was able to baskin that the vlad of a bal mum is kariv. Kapanim, after our sugya, the Rambam does not need an explanation. Rather, the sugya earlier on needs explanation. Why did the sugya there not hold of the svar of Rava? But if you the svar of Rava, it's miyushav lahafli the sheet of the Rambam that a vlad of bal mum is kariv, just like over here, because imay nami kreva. That's all for today. The Hemshech HaSugya that got be Shem Oil Alim, I'm sure we'll talk about tomorrow. That's more than Sbar and Daf Yotes. Adka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.